A friend had told me that if I wanted to meet African people in Sao Paulo, I should visit a restaurant called Biu's in the center of town. When I arrived, Africans from different nationalities, other foreigners and Brazilians were having lunch and watching a football match. The restaurant was opened 6 years ago by a couple from Cameroon, Victor and Melanito Biyuha.
My wife and me, we start because for Sao Paulo, there are no African restaurants. So we start to do African food.
For you as an African to start a business here, was it difficult?
Difficult. Everywhere you come, you don't get the document, you don't get sometimes the money, you don't get the experience. It's difficult because you must get the time. Where people must know you, you must get the time to work, the time to suffer, the time to get.
Outside the restaurant, I asked several other Africans what was life like for them here. I started with Uju Juliana from Nigeria.
I've been here in Brazil for like 3 months, 4 months. Brazil is a very interesting place to be. It's a very nice place, I would say.
As an African woman here, do you feel at home?
Of course, yeah, African women, we feel at home here. We are more respected. In fact, I would say here in Brazil, they respect we women more than even my country.
Yeah, hello, my name is Yusuf. I came from Ghana. I'm here 4 months now.
What do you do here?
I'm here to work.
Have you found work already?
Yeah, I'm doing work.
Mon nom c'est Trésor Mukendi Muteba.
I'm Trésor Mukendi Muteba. I'm from the DR Congo and I'm an art student in Brazil. I've been here for 3 years training to be an actor. In Brazil, there is a variety of races, but there are big regional variations. But I feel very welcome here. I soon became aware that the pride of Brazilian culture is based on African culture. Because of that, sometimes I feel like I'm in Africa.
In front of the restaurant, I also met a religious leader from Nigeria, Pastor Maxwell, who has been living here for 17 years. He told me that he has seen big changes in the African communities in Brazil since his arrival.
When we came here, we had just, Nigerian community. But now we have a very big Ghanaian community, a large Cameroonian community, Angolan community. They were first, but they were not as big as we were. But we have some good people who's lived here 40 years. We have professors, Nigerian professors. We've got Nigerian doctors, medical doctors in this land. We have a professor who is a reference in the whole of South America in the mental health department. So we have a bigger amplification now.